Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a big broadcast for you today. Aaron Russo will be joining us for the full third hour today. I don't want to wear him out. He is battling cancer now and needs our prayers, but he wants to come on. We want to have him on. Good friend of mine, great mind against the New World Order, a great soul, a good person. He'll be joining us to talk about the Ron Paul campaign, the New World Order, the North American Union, the IRS, the collection agency, the private run-for-profit, Federal Reserve. That is in the third hour today. Coming up in the second hour in studio, Bob Dacey is going to be joining us. Bob Dacey writes for the New American Magazine. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for about, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I guess since about 98. And he hosts a local TV show for 5 or 6 years. And he'll be breaking down the North American Union because, and I'm going to cover this before he even joins us and then dovetail it with his analysis, the story that was written by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and carried by hundreds of newspapers across the country, syndicated by McClatchy, Urban Legend of North American Union Feeds on Fears. And this is the mantra. There have been literally scores of articles written that have the term urban legend in their headline. They say there's no plan to get rid of the dollar. There's no plan to build superhighways for NAFTA. There is no security and prosperity partnership. There is no North American Union. There is no nothing. And so I thought we would spend the second hour on that today and dovetail it with the Council on Foreign Relations announcement from 2 weeks ago, the end of national currencies, because according to Philip Dine, the McClatchy Tribune, there is no such thing. And so I thought we would go over that. Also, we aired most of Ron Paul's speech that he gave this weekend here in Austin, Texas, but there's 3 or 4 minutes left of it. We're going to air that coming up in the next segment. Then I wanted to play a Fox News piece. They have that new Sunday night comedy program. I don't think it's very funny what they were saying about 9/11. We'll play that. Also, they've got a shill on C-SPAN pushing their propaganda about how anybody who questions the government is basically a tinfoil hat brigade. So we'll be playing that. Also, we're going to go over the new paper that came out last week with Dr. Stephen Jones that codified research he's been doing the last 2 years and these new metal spheres they found, these globulates of molten metal that congealed and froze in the air and came to the ground, crystallizing and saving in an intact fashion the different byproducts of thermite, i.e. thermate specifically, the explosive accelerant that could create the type of heat that was needed to sever the columns in World Trade Center 1, 2, and, of course, 7. And there's a new article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. 911 debunkers hide, and they are hiding, from slam-dunk evidence of controlled demolition. And Professor Jones is joining us for a full hour tomorrow. Electron microscope analysis of steel spheres from WTC site proves thermite, proves collapse of Twin Towers was an act of deliberate arson. We'll also get into the U.S. Senate saying they're backing off for at least a few weeks on the amnesty bill. That means we're in even greater danger because they say they're going to introduce it out of the clear blue sky and try to sneak attack us. They'll probably start denying there was ever even a bill. And once they pass it, they'll deny they passed it or that police are wearing black masks. its year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Nick Begich here from the great fishing state of Alaska. Sometimes fishermen get a little upset when we throw back the biggest fish they've ever caught. We have to explain to them that you don't want to keep the babies. There's something else you don't want to keep, and that's the parasites and pathogenic bacteria in the water. One drink from the wrong pool of water can ruin a great trip. That's why we recommend Berkey Light Water Purifiers. So powerful, they purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and ponds by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. They also get rid of unhealthy chemicals, heavy metals, foul tastes, and odors. Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $209 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Tell them that Nick Begich sent you and get a 5-function LED flashlight, a $24 value, absolutely free. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. First off, let's finish up just the very end of Congressman Ron Paul's speech he gave here Saturday to an overflow crowd at a fundraiser in Austin, Texas. This is just the last couple minutes from that speech that we ran out of time attempting to air yesterday. We'll go ahead and roll that, and then I'm going to plunge into the latest war news in Lebanon, new 9/11 information that the debunkers are literally hiding from. Then we got Bob Dacey joining us in studio in the next hour to talk about the North American Union and how the debunkers are denying it even exists. And, of course, Aaron Russo in the third hour today. But right now, here is Congressman Ron Paul.
I think what's happened in this country is we've lost respect for the rule of law, but we've lost respect and confidence in how liberty works. We're always frightened that if the government doesn't provide the safety net, there's going to be more poverty, no housing, and all the things that happened over the last several decades. But this is not necessary. It is so unnecessary. Freedom works. We have lost that confidence where we know and understand that it will work. But there is one admonition that John Adams gave, and he said, for freedom really to work, you have to have a moral society. And so we can come down very hard on our government, and I do, all three branches of the government, but quite frankly, even our candidacy here, if we're successful, it still requires an endorsement from the people. And that's where I have been reluctant. I did not know where the numbers would be. I did not know whether the money would be there. I did not understand the internet, but I have been educated in the last few weeks. And we do know that truth wins out in the end, but I didn't know that there were so many so ready to receive the truth about what's going on in our country. But it truly gives me hope, and that's what we need. We have lived and been blessed to live in a country that has been really great. We are fortunate that we had the founders that we did that understood what personal liberty was all about. They even understood what habeas corpus meant. And unfortunately, we moved into this era where they're endorsing torture and getting rid of habeas corpus, warrantless searches, national ID cards. And I think the American people are catching on. You know, the national ID card was voted on overwhelmingly, but now, do you know, I'll bet you do, that a lot of states are now condemning it, won't participate. They're waking up. People are waking up. You know, I don't know how this will end. That is the truth. I could come up here and say, I absolutely know how it's going to turn out. I don't know, and you don't know, but I do know that the message is good. The message of liberty is good. We've lived in a great country. We need to fall back on the traditions of our Constitution and the traditions of America. And we will do well. But I am quite confident now that the numbers are a lot larger than I ever believed. I think we're moving in the right direction. Although very, very reluctant at the beginning, and you know, in some ways, I think that not being overly eager to be the president is not necessarily bad, because I think too often they're overly eager and they shouldn't be there. But all I can tell you is that it's moving faster and more furiously than I ever dreamed. I do promise that I will continue to deliver the message. I will continue to be as consistent as possible, and I will continue to stay in there as long as our numbers keep growing. Thank you very much.
From right here in Texas, gave Saturday night. Now, let me just go ahead and get these clips out of the way because they're important. This is the new propaganda comedy show they have on Fox. And they talk about the wildest conspiracy theory of them all, and it turns out that the wildest conspiracy theory of them all is the official story. So in a way, they try to usurp our own little catchphrase here and turn it back around on us. And so here is a little snippet from the new Fox propaganda program.
Tonight, we introduce a new feature to the program, Conspiracy Corner.
Please welcome our conspiracy analyst, Jack McCraney.
Welcome to Conspiracy Corner. Tonight's topic, 9/11. Here to present his theory about what actually transpired that terrible day, actor, activist, father, singer, you got so many titles, Lorenzo Lamas. Thanks for being here, big guy. Thank you. Thanks, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here. Now, I have to tell you, folks, hold on to your seats. I've heard many imaginative theories during the course of my long career, but this one beats them all. You've been forewarned. Go on, Lorenzo. Tell us about your theory.
Well, Jack, it is my belief that the attacks on the World Trade Center were perpetrated by 19 Middle Eastern Muslims who hijacked 4 jets and flew them into the trade towers and the Pentagon.
Whoa. Okay, let's back up there, big guy, okay? Walk us through this. These 19 Muslims know Dick Cheney how?
They don't. Dick Cheney wasn't involved.
Okay. Dick Cheney not involved in 9/11. Okay. Go on.
Well, the 19 Muslims were acting as part of a conspiracy by the Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, that's code for the Bush White House, correct?
No, actually, it's a terrorist organization.
Yes, we know the White House is a terrorist organization.
No, Al-Qaeda.
You're talking in circles here, Lorenzo. What are you saying?
I'm saying Al-Qaeda planned and financed the attacks.
Why would Jewish bankers bankroll Muslim terrorists? I seem to recall a little animosity between those two groups.
Who said anything about Jewish bankers? I'm saying that Muslim terrorists destroyed the Trade Center.
Okay, then please explain to me how jet planes can fly into the World Trade Towers causing steel buildings to collapse.
Because the heat of the jet fuel caused the metal to melt and buckle.
Are you trying to say fire melts steel?
Why, yes, Jack. That's actually how they make steel.
Oh, so they make steel. Lorenzo, you're a funny, funny man. Why don't you just admit you're trying to salvage your career with this pathetic and insane theory when the truth is 9/11 was obviously a vast conspiracy between Washington neocons and Jewish Zionists to justify Halliburton invading Iraq? Admit it. Admit it, or I swear I'll hit you in the solar plexus so hard you squeal like a kitten.
Ha 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 ha.
Come on, Lorenzo. Talk to me, man.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're right. I made the whole thing up.
It's okay, Lorenzo. It's okay.
My publicist said that I had to make up some crazy 9/11 theory or do a sex tape with Star Jones. I couldn't do it.
I understand. I mean, it's tough out there, brother.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Kurt Jen, back to you.
Okay, all you do is type into a search engine the process of making steel or how to make steel, and it'll come up, and it will explain that they have huge furnaces with bellows where they would inject hot air into huge preparations of white hot charcoal. And it wasn't until just what the last 175 years or so that they learned how to make real steel and then structural steel in mass. Before, it was all iron, so it wasn't strong enough to make the type of tall buildings you see. And you can go read about the whole history of that at major universities and engineering websites for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, fire does not melt steel. That is on the classical term fire, the temperatures that you see in fire. Do not do that. It takes an acetylene torch turned on high a long time to even cut through a 3 or 4 inch piece of structural steel. And large steel columns, 4 foot around, are huge, amazing heat sinks. I mean, they absorb so much heat before they even begin to start going up in temperature. I wonder if I should just read. I've got a page here in front of me. This site's 42explorer.com/ironsteel.htm. It goes through the whole history of steel. But what's the point? Why not just believe Fox News? It must be a big joke to the globalists, though, that they can sit around and snicker and teach the public that, yeah, fire melted the steel. It didn't melt the people standing in the gaping holes, but it turned that steel into molten slag, thousands of degrees hotter than jet fuel can even burn.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
During the break, I've been sitting here reading, just refreshing my memory about what I learned in high school and college about steel construction. I've also watched a few television programs, I think one on PBS over the years. I've seen a few shows about it. But I guess they're going to have to teach something completely new in school and in college, and they're teaching it on Fox News, they're teaching it everywhere. I hear them with this mantra that fire does melt structural steel. Well, even your iron cook stove can get 1800 degree fires in it, and it turns red hot, but it doesn't melt. But see, they got to turn all this on its head now to teach you that kerosene that burns around 1200 usually with air injected can burn at 1800, can melt structural steel that doesn't even begin to get soft until 2750 plus degrees, doesn't start melting till around 3000. And with some of the harder structural steels that are have these special processes that are done, I'm just reading in here on a major foundry website, we're talking about 3300 degrees. There were pools of 2400 to 2600 degree molten steel for 3 weeks after, for a month after, 2000 degrees, hundreds and hundreds of degrees hotter than the jet fuel could burn, or paper can burn, or anything else for that matter. We have temperatures much hotter than the hottest house fires. Do you understand this? And I know we've talked about this forever, but when they start, it'd be kind of like Fox News saying I could sprout wings or you could sprout wings and fly to the moon, or that pigs fly. I mean, they're really, or saying there's no North American Union. I mean, the lying is just getting amazing. How iron and steel work. This is from the website How Stuff Works. Science.howstuffworks.com/iron.htm. Have you ever wondered how people refine iron and steel? You probably have heard of iron ore, but how is it that you extract the metal from rock? Here you can learn about iron and steel. And then it goes iron and steel making industries from science, technology, and engineering. And it says the 18th century used coke instead of wood. That was a purified, almost explosive type of highly refined, powdered coal dust, which basically is explosive. It really gets hot, burns quickly, but I'm digressing. The 18th century use of coke instead of wood, as charcoal, as the fuel marked the beginning of iron and steel-making industry that became so important over the next two centuries. Then it goes into related sections. This is actually a college course I'm looking at science, technology, and engineering. Casting metal from ore to metal, from ore to metal too, part three. Let me just go through. I actually lost my place here. It's got the whole how they do it, how they have these huge, huge ports that inject air explosively into these chambers, how they have the coke in there that brings the temperatures up to 3,500 degrees. It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. But again, most people are not going to go to these websites that have the whole history of steel making. Again, they couldn't even make steel until the last 200 years. In fact, really in the last 170, 60, you got Carnegie. You hear about the Carnegie Endowment, all the Carnegie money. He's one of the guys that pioneered coke and larger steel mills to mass produce structural steel. And though we're not talking about Coca-Cola here, but I'm already digressing. I have a lot of stuff to cover. It's just so amazing to have, and Fox News doesn't just do it on their comedy show. I've seen Gibson on the show he does during the day say repeatedly, fire does melt steel. The fire melted the steel. Now, they know the government's official story is that the fire weakened the steel and caused it to pancake. Then you look at the pancake theory, that's impossible. It would have taken over 40 seconds to fall, according to all the physicists and engineers that have looked at it, instead of 10 seconds at literal free fall speeds. But they don't care. Instead of just saying it weakened it, they go even further and say, no. Molten steel pools because of kerosene. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take structural steel or even iron, and you can put it in a lake of fire. You could have a billion-gallon lake of kerosene. That's what jet fuel is. And you could stick, you could build a big metal structure out in the middle of it, sticking up, and you could light that lake, and it could burn for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, and it would never melt. But science doesn't matter. Facts of life don't matter. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In studio, Bob Dacey next hour as we get into the details, the nuts and bolts of the North American Union, integration by stealth, as the secret government meeting documents have shown. They talk about how to keep it secret and how it must be kept secret. And then we have the documents where they're saying they're going to keep it secret. And they write major news articles across the country and TV shows saying we're liars and it doesn't exist. So that's coming up. In fact, I'm going to get into that right now. I am now on the web, and during the break, I just can't control myself now. I was on three or four different university websites. I'm on a major university out of Australia with a U.S. government PDF, I guess, exporting U.S.-developed technologies and some document created in 1945 to the world on steelmaking secrets, and it gets into why Andrew Carnegie developed integrated iron and steelworks, and it talks about how the Japanese would spend, you know, literally months trying to make one sword. You could make steel even 1,000 years ago. But, again, it was so labor-intensive. It was so hard to purify the iron, get the carbon out of it. But why even talk about it? Why am I here arguing and arguing with Fox News that kerosene fires don't melt steel and that you've got people standing in the wounds in the buildings and it isn't melting their skin, and the firefighters are reporting two tiny fires that two lines of firefighters can knock it all down, and it's black smoke coming out. Almost all the jet fuel is expended when the planes impacted and the fiery plumes out the backsides. It just doesn't matter, though. They're going to say, well, they say there's no North American Union. It's like, for the last 6 years, Bush has been trying to pass total blanket amnesty. He was doing it right before 9/11. He was doing it this week, last week, with the Democrats. We got some of the subsections of the, quote, secret bill. That's not a secret. It's been in the news that, oh, it's secret, but it's for your own good. And then they have a national propaganda putsch, a huge hoax, saying that it gets tough on the illegal aliens, and they parade a few of the illegals around complaining about the amnesty plan. And then it did fool a lot of conservatives to think that it really was getting tough on illegals, but the White House and Congress did say, but the agreement's secret, and that did make a few people go, wait a minute, why is it secret if it gets tough on the illegals? That's right. The government openly says we're going to bring something up to a vote. No one's going to be allowed to read it except for a few committee chairmen, and then we're going to bring it out and vote on it, and it's secret until then. That's not a free country, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the same thing with the North American Union. It's the same thing with all of it. On my TV show last night, I talked about this. Just a year and a half ago, it was all over the newspapers, it was all over TV, it was all over radio, using Central Texas as a microcosm of the rest of the country, and we are the front line of this fight. And they announced that it was an urban legend. They even used that term. They said it was a lie, it was a conspiracy theory, that 290 and 183 and Mopac Expressway, that none of these roads, 14 different roads altogether, we're talking William Cannon, which is just a side street, a cut-through street running across, you know, the southern area of Austin. They said, we are not putting toll roads on any of these roads. It's a complete lie. Now, of course, previously, they had announced 3 years ago they were, and they had the public plans, and they were announcing how great it would be, and people backlashed, and so they went ahead with the plans, literally starting to put in the toll road readers, while simultaneously telling the public it doesn't exist, it's not happening. Now, 2 months ago, they finally were honest and said, you know what, we are putting toll roads on Mopac, on the existing roads in 290, and that's just the way it is. And they're going to take existing lanes and shut them down and make them toll roads, period. Now, see, that is a military tactic. Everything we face is military propaganda tactics, but refined to a 21st century state of the art. You saw at Waco when an armored Bradley fighting vehicle tore down at least a third of the back of the building, third of the total structure. There is clear photos in the different documentaries, and the government has now had to admit most of this, where it shows the bodies run over. It shows men with machine guns firing with the flare footage shot by the overhead aircraft, by the Cessnas with forward infrared-looking radar. And we know that the Delta Force documents have been released through Congress where they went in a seek-and-destroy operation into the building, killing people with breathing apparatuses on, apparatcha. And as they were ramming that building, they said for hours, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. This is not an assault. They were mad that BATF came in and opened fire. They thought they'd slaughtered some, quote, cult members. And then they fired back, but when the BATF put their hands up, they did let them retreat. And then they encircled them, and they brought in Russian and Israeli psych warfare experts. That was Time Magazine, Newsweek, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that's admitted. And it was just a huge kind of black ops barbecue on how to run psychological warfare. They used ultra-low frequency and different sound weapons and the sound of dead and dying rabbits being torn apart by coyotes with Gregorian monks chanting 24 hours a day. And they went in and slaughtered. They put a shaped charge on top of the church records building, the only part that was concrete that they hid in from CS gas. They had Lon Horiuchi opening fire across the street on them continually of Ruby Ridge fame. It didn't matter. The public heard this is not an assault. That, of course, was for the cameras on the front of the building, which they did allow the government, not the back or the sides. And that, of course, was for everybody else's, and, of course, the Davidian zone. Because it'll make you hesitate as you hear this is not an assault. You know, it's scary to go fight men in a tank. It's scary to try to get out. And so to hear them saying this is not an assault, we're coming to save you, made people just go ahead and lay down in piles with their clogged gas masks they were trying to put on newborn babies and the towels they were trying to put over them. And it made them just kind of lay there hoping everything would be okay until Delta Force could kill them. And that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And Benton K. Parton, of course, got the photos. They later bulldozed the whole structure, scraped off a couple feet of topsoil, and buried it in a landfill. I talked to multiple concrete truck drivers, deliverers, because we built a memorial church out there. And, I don't know, five or six loads of concrete came out for the foundation piers. And I talked to the others after the first one told me about, oh, yeah, we came and they scooped it all off and then took it to a landfill. And for weeks, we were there dumping concrete into it. He said they buried it 20 feet down. They dug a 20-foot pit, the landfill, and then poured concrete in and mixed it in with all the chunks. Covering up the crime scene. I mean, it was that important. That's how you get rid of Jimmy Hoffa's, you know, the concrete tomb. They did the same thing at Oklahoma City a few years later when the feds bombed that. They blew up the remnants of the building, close to two-thirds of it standing, and then they hauled it off to a Wackenhut private landfill, and then they poured concrete in with the chunks. They destroyed it, broke them up in smaller pieces, and mixed in with concrete. And last time I checked, a year ago, they still have armed guards there 24 hours a day with a huge barbed wire fence, with razor wire and at least two guards 24 hours a day with MP5s guarding a huge pit mixed with concrete. Wonder why they're doing that, because there's absolute proof of controlled demolition. Still, archaeologists will be able to go in and get into that concrete and go in and forensically show the blast residue. But it does make it a lot harder. I mean, they're ready for that to be exhumed 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years after the fact. And we're already 12 years after. They don't play games. And I've already completely digressed here. Let me get into North American Union. My point is, they tell you it's not an assault. They say it's not an amnesty program. And they have illegals parade around. And who really believe that it's going to restrict their access when it is completely the end of America and total amnesty with the Z visa, but just one facet of it. It's amnesty and worse. And when they're ramming your church, they say it's not an assault. And when they go and they tell you, go ahead and come out and negotiate with us at Ruby Ridge, and the mother walks out with the baby in her arms, you know, they trying to get somebody into the house, and they just shoot her in the head. Pieces of her skull flying into the baby's face. And they tell you when the CPS comes to take your children, they don't have any judge, any jury, any due process. They just get bounties on every child. They just say, sign here and we won't take your child. And if you do read it, it says you're giving custody over to them, and they'll just scream at you and say, sign it or I take them. And most parents buckle and sign, and then they grab the child and laugh and run off. They tell you, everything's fine, just sign, everything's all right. We're not going to take your child, just comply, and then they do. See, this is not an assault. Lay down, just lower your defenses. Just lower your sword, lower your shield. Let me walk in up close to you with my sword, and let me raise it up above your head just to show you trust me, and then I'm going to be knife to you. You lower your sword, you lower your shield, and they bring the sword right down on your neck. And I watched this basic military tactic over and over again. Going back to World War I, the Germans would do it, the British, the French would do it, the Americans would do it, because in that four-year war, they really brought it up to a more of an art form by the last year. And they had loudspeakers saying, just lay down, we'll be nice to you, we'll feed you well, don't fight, this is not an assault, we're not attacking you. Of course, they were just firing at them with the howitzers and mustard gas and back and forth and everything else you can imagine. It was a complete assault. And so the government has all these PSAs and how to tattle on your neighbors and how to have the salons tattle on the women if they have a bruise on them. And this is how a lot of kids get snatched. A woman's at a salon and she's got a bruise on her where she, you know, fell down on her knee or something. And they now got the salon workers nationwide. I just thought of this again because I heard them announce it on the local radio. And you know, any bruise is proof of abuse. So then they don't really have a bureaucracy for women being abused. They send out CPS to the house, and if there's any kids, they just decide that that's proof of abuse, and you just wonder why your kids are snatched. You never even see the file or the reason. You just know they're at your door. The real target's the children. These dumb women don't know that. They just hear, oh, my God, there's all these men beating women. And so they look for bruises on other women. And then it's the same thing with doctors and the nurses and everybody else now. I mean, you can go to the hospital and tell the doctor, my son fell off the jungle gym or my daughter did. I mean, literally, folks, I know middle-class people every month that I hear about this happening to. And my point is with middle-class, it's so bad with the poor who the government knows can't defend themselves, it's just mind-boggling. But with middle-class folks, they don't know. Dog bites the child, neighbor's dog bites them. They get scared. It's a little bite taken. Kids are gone. You fall off the monkey bars, break a finger, something happened to pretty much everybody I know. Fall off the swing, you know, you're there at least going to try to take them. Doesn't matter how many witnesses you got. These are family-hating, middle-class-hating pedophiles, most of them, and they just want new kids to rape, folks. I mean, it's really quite simple. It's just you can't get your mind around it. Maybe you can now with the Texas Youth Commission news and the fact that it came out in the news, the top three heads of CPS in Florida were convicted child rapists. I mean, maybe you can handle the truth if you think you can really go research it and face it. I mean, frankly, the truth is so horrible, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even have ways to describe it to you. But they continue to tell you that this is not an assault and you're not under attack. And so they put out news reports every week now saying there is no North American Union. Every time there's opposition to something they're doing, which they've already announced 1,000 times previous, they'll say, oh, no, there's no such thing. Folks, I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh. This is when I remember listening to Rush 15, 20 years ago. Time has really flown by. What is it? Yeah, it's got to be, my gosh, 20 years, 18, 19 years I've been listening to that guy. Let me think, 3, 10, 7. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Like 18, 17 years. Yeah. I remember hearing him in high school and believing him. But then I remember hearing him say the Council on Foreign Relations doesn't exist about 15 years ago. And I went, wait a minute. They're teaching Council on Foreign Relations at the college I go to and saying world government's good. And there's Council on Foreign Relations publications in the political science classes. And I watch C-SPAN, and it's on there. Why is Limbaugh saying it doesn't exist? Then I found out he's been published by a CFR imprint. And I was like, oh, my God. Wait a minute. The Republicans are controlled, too. They just act like they're fighting globalization. Oh, my gosh. Then I find out they get even more done in their agendas under Republicans consistently because it neutralizes the main enemy of the New World Order, which is mainline paleo conservatives, the Ron Paul variety. So, you know, that was a big wake-up call to me. And so I read where they come out in a newspaper story that was in hundreds of papers. Urban Legend of North American Union feeds on fears. They say there's no NAFTA highways, no call for a North American currency, no integration of the economies, no integration by stealth. We're all just insane liars. And it goes on for page after page after page after page after page. And it's just like Waco with the tank saying this is not an assault. Or they said, we promise there's never been a plan. There'll never be toll roads on MOPEC. I mean, it was the deals were already signed. They were already building. It's just incredible. And by the time you wake up, it's too late, see?
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
That's right. You don't have to trust me. You can go check out my claims and things I say and find out that we have the truth, and that's why you don't have to worry, because evil in the end always falls. The globalists, the New World Order, could kill everybody down to the very last minion of this devilish system, and that globalist by themselves in some cathedral-like throne room would probably commit suicide just out of their lust to kill. Now, I do want to just remind you that Bob Dacey is coming up in the next segment, and he will be going into great detail on the, quote, urban legend of the North American Union feeds on fears, this latest article. And we'll actually walk through it and how they're spinning and the different games that they are indeed playing. But before I do that, my friends, I wanted to tell you about some of the new sponsors that we have. And, well, before I do that, let me just encourage everybody to go up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can check out all the sponsors that are there, including the sponsor that I'm about to tell you about, and that's BlackListedHerbs.com. Just one word, BlackListedHerbs.com. And it's Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. And they've made this offer as easy for you as possible. All you got to do is give them a call, and they will send you a 3-month supply of some of their hottest herbal products just to try them out. And then if you don't want them, ladies and gentlemen, then you can simply send the remainder back to them. And so we'll be telling you a little bit more about that coming up in the next hour. Also, I think that everybody needs to think about the fight that we're waging against the globalist. Everybody needs to think about where we stand in all of this, in the information war. We are having an effect. We are having a big effect. And it's clear, as Aaron Russo said a few days ago when he popped in on the show, but with us in the entire third hour today, that we're in a race against time. And that the New World Order knows that, and they are racing towards the finish line right now. They are racing towards the finish line in a big way because they know the world is waking up to them. And now is the time to get involved in the fight against these people. Now is the time to get the word out. Now is the time to strike when the iron is hot, as they say. My film, The Order of Death, it's about 44 minutes long. It's the extra, really, on the re-edited, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove that we released about a year and a half ago. It's an amazing film, and you get both the films together on the same DVD, the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove Order of Death combo. Did you know that was the number one video on Google's top 100 videos yesterday? It got 300,000, and literally I didn't even promote it. It just came from nowhere and suddenly got 300,000 plus views in one day. It's like number 11 today. And so I would also encourage everybody to go watch the film for free up there on the Google Video Top 100. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, 1 minute you're saying buy the DVD, the next minute you're saying watch it for free. Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I make these films, is to expose these people. And really making a profit is secondary, but that's what we need to make further and future films. So I do want to encourage everybody who is out there to go to Infowars.com and buy The Order of Death, have the high-quality DVD, and support the folks that made it. That's us. But also pass that link around, because you may know all about the Luciferianism and who runs the world and Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, but most people still don't. So it's in the top Google 100. We've got a story out on it at Infowars.com. Get it and spread it.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.